What do they want with us?
Well, number one, they want less of us. And they make that very clear, actually. And again, if you just read their own material and study their plans, you find that basically they are all on board with eugenics, which is population control. Again, going from their assumption that there's just too many people. And they're coming at us from all different directions. Genetically modified food, vaccines, chemtrails, fluoridation of the water. The argument, the controversy over fluoride was raging when I was a young guy back in the 50s, and it's still going on. And what I'm reminded of is the fact that the medical establishment up until the late 70s was trying to tell us that that small doses of lead were not that bad. You know, it's okay. And finally, common sense won out, and now they passed laws against lead and a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Of course, lead causes all kinds of problems. But as to what they really want to do, again, I would refer you to George Orwell's 1984. In that book, they have divided the world into three giant economic blocks. In the book, it's Oceania, Asiana, East Asiana. In today's real world, it's the European Union, which is already in existence, South American Union, which is already in existence, African Union, which is already in existence. They'll be merged together. And then the soon-to-be North American Union.
Nope, that's the last one, isn't it?
No, the last one would be the Asian Union.
Asian one.
But that's going to be the easiest one because if you'll think about it, most of the Asians are already pyramids of power. You know, they're run by a small group or somebody. And so you just bring them on the board of directors or buy them out, and then you've got control. And then you play off these blocks continually against one another in conflict and even limited warfare for maximum control. That's what they want. In fact, if you back off and look at the broad picture, George, you'll find that through most of human history, the method of control was religion.
Right.
God told me, you know, that I should rule over you. Oh, okay. And that was it. But with the Age of Enlightenment, people began to wise up. And today, religion is losing a lot of its hold, although spirituality is on the increase. More and more people are holding close spirituality, but they're turning their back on established religions. And that's, it's all about controlling the population. And where did it all start? It all started, of course, in the Garden of Eden, I guess, which is generally recognized to have been between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers, and oops, that's Iraq. The one place today, you and I and most of the people listening, you can't just pack up and go over there, you know. Right. Of course, I guess you can join the army and go over there. But
you're almost guaranteed to go over there.
Yeah, they give you a trip over there real quick. And but then all throughout human history, at least in the Western world, Western civilization started in Mesopotamia, what is now Iraq, spread into the Caucasus Mountain regions, in through what is now Russia, and on into Eastern Europe and Western Europe, and then southward to Palestine, Egypt, Rome, Greece, and then into Western Europe, and then into the British Isles. And then, of course, by the 1700s, there were colonies on the west coast of the east coast of the United States. And then during the 1800s, it was one big movement to fill up North America, moving from the east to the west. Now, why were these people, why did they keep moving? You know, gee, if you have a nice place to live and, you know, have a nice town or community, why do you want to pack up and move? Well, historians make no secret about that. Everybody has continued to move westward, trying to escape religious and political tyranny. But, of course, the problem is today is that we've filled up the North American continent, and there's really no place to go.
There's no place to go. You can't go anywhere.
And these would-be world rulers now have access to technology that is just absolutely incredible. And they are using it to great effect, not only to try to curb the human population. You know, it's a fact that the male sperm count in the Western nations has been decreasing dramatically over the past 30, 40 years. And now they're helping it along with debilitating food and water, fluoridation, chemtrails, you know, everything, genetically modified foods, not to mention just bad fatty foods that do not do you any good. Anything they can do to break down our immunization systems so that they can achieve their population reduction. And it's time that we start really addressing these items instead of being mesmerized by the television.
A few years ago, Jim, I think if we were talking about this, people would think these folks are nuts.
Oh, they have. They've said I was a nut since the 50s, I guess. But hey, it's all coming true now.
In little pieces, exactly.
Yeah, in my new book, The $1 trillion Conspiracy, about how zombie banks are destroying America. You know, even at this late date, a lot of people are going, oh, well, you know, that can't be right. And yet, just on December the 11th, the New York Times, not exactly your radical rag, published a long, lengthy article entitled A Secretive Banking Elite Rules Trading in Derivatives. Okay? So even the New York Times, the state as they are, is catching on. There's a handful of people, they want to control us. And it's absolutely anathema to the idea of individual liberty and freedom.